2020-00204, SD 2021-0029, preliminary plat, Cartesian Surveys agent for Diamond Tail Realty. And this is tracts H5 Ventura Ranch, zoned MXM, located on Universe Boulevard between Paseo del Norte and Paradise. And who, Mr. Thompson, are you here for this project?
Actually, Cartesian Surveys, this is Denise King.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry, Denise. I didn't see anybody else coming up. Will you, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth on this project?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Thompson, will you be presenting as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Thompson, do you also swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Excellent. Let's have whichever one of you wishes to present start first and tell us where we are since your deferral.
Can we refer to Angela Williamson? This is Denise King, sorry, at Cartesian.
Certainly. Ms. Williamson, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All right. Please go ahead and tell us about your project.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Or I guess it's afternoon, Ms. Golden.
It's DRB.
I never remember DRB taking this long. good afternoon. So I think you're all familiar with this project. We presented several weeks ago with our original preliminary plat for Ventana Square, which is located at the northeast corner of Paseo del Norte and Universe Boulevard. The property is 10.95 acres, and we had quite a few comments at our last hearing, so we requested a deferral until today's hearing to address those comments, and I think we've addressed most of those comments, but I would like to go through them if that would be acceptable.
Okay. Let's see. I don't believe we have any members of the public that would like to speak on this. If you do, please raise your hand or unmute yourself. Okay, seeing none, let's go through board comments. Water Authority.
Good afternoon, this is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. In the interest of disclosure, I did have a conversation with myself and Chris Cadena and Dave Thompson on the utility plan for this project a week and a half ago. Regarding the comments, as has been previously made aware, there is a serviceability letter that has been issued for this project. This project is outside the adopted service area, and so a development agreement is required. That is in process. We've received the documents from Mr. Thompson necessary to do that, and the anticipated board date is April 21st. Myself and Chris will be prepping that agenda item tomorrow afternoon for that board meeting of the Water Authority. Just for the record, we received an updated utility plan and confirmation that tract H6B will receive sewer service from the proposed sewer line to the west. On the plat, a minor comment that we would like the vacated easement number 10 to be hatched to match the vacated easement number 4 for clarity. Regarding the infrastructure list, the only item we had, the final line item on the infrastructure list for sewer is on H-7A on the east property line. The terminus of that is listed as 20 feet north, and based on the utility plan, that line does terminate substantially further to the north, so we'd like that to reflect the actual terminus on the utility plan for that two column. Other than that, the comment number 6 is for information only, just providing that information as to where the Water Authority anticipates service being connected to for each of the tracks. That is the extent of our comments. I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Mr. Thompson, do you have any questions for?
No, this is Dave Thompson. Yes, the 20 foot north should be 150 foot north. I missed that. That's my mistake. And then the plat, the vacation of the plat, I'll make sure Cartesian adds that to the existing plat or this plat. And then whatever we need to coordinate to do to get the development agreement completed, please let me know.
Thank you. This plan is Water Authority, so we'll be discussing that development agreement tomorrow, and if there's anything that comes up, I will get with you at that time. And then assuming those two items can be addressed, the hatching and the plat and the one item on the infrastructure list, I think we're ready for approval. Thank you.
Blaine, is it this is Angela Williamson. Assuming that we can get through the rest of the comments at this hearing, is this something that the Water Authority would be willing to take delegation on? So that we can give our clients some assurances that this plat can get approved.
This is Blaine with the Water Authority. In this case, yes, I think as long as we give enough time to get that board meeting in.
Okay, great. Thank you.
This is Maggie Gold, sorry. Just to clarify that, Mr. Carter, you said you were okay with delegation on that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Okay. Just let you go through the other comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note really quickly, too, that this is a preliminary plat. We just had, I believe, a revision necessary for the infrastructure list. Just pointing that out, I mean, this isn't, this is a final action as such, and I don't know if we need to discuss that. That there is going to be a revision to the infrastructure list made.
This is Maggie Gould. Let's go through board comments and circle back to this and see where we are.
Okay.
Code enforcement? So.
Carl Garcia, code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project and has no objections or comments.
Okay, so Carl, just to clarify, Carl, your comments are code enforcement reviewed this project and has no objections or comments. Okay, fabulous. Thank you. Parks.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. No objection or no comments or objections.
Okay. Hydrology.
Ernest O'Neill, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan and drainage report. The engineer stamp date of December 23rd, 2020. We have no objection.
Okay. Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. I did want to disclose that I did meet with the applicants on this project with regard to meeting traffic improvement recommendations along Paradise with regard to right turn lanes or tapers. And I did want to thank the applicants for helping out with that and pushing that through. So with that, I'll go ahead and start with my comments. So for the new accessway easements shown on the latest submittal within the site, I'll need to see internal roadway cross sections follow DPM requirements in accordance with roadway widths and sidewalk according to the number of lots for private accessways. Place these requirements onto an infrastructure list. I also on Paradise Boulevard, I don't need an elaborate detail, but I did want some cross sections showing what's proposing so I could understand, the infrastructure list a little better prior to my approval of the infrastructure list. And then I realize you weren't able to get in touch with DMD. I did reach out to them because I wanted to make sure that this project matched up with their proposed improvements on Paseo and another project that they're proposing on Universe as well, instead of having to come back at some point. They once again reiterated that they do want a bike lane. So in order for that to happen, there would have to be some dedication as well for that. And then the turn lanes or tapers that you're proposing, you'd have to allow enough room so that you wouldn't have to come back at some point and tear out that curb again. In addition, they had asked for the 6-foot bike lane payment as part of a Procedure C agreement from Paradise. or actually just along the frontage of your property between Paradise and Paseo. The trail easement overlaps with the proposed right turn lanes, so that would need to be adjusted. And in addition to that, right-of-way dedication is requested in lieu of an easement.
Thank you, Jean. Is it okay if we kind of go through these a little bit?
Yes.
If you were done, I'm sorry. Were you finished?
Yeah, those were all my comments.
Okay. So this is Angela Williamson with Modulus Architects. So comments one or two, very easy to comply with. And I actually believe that we did submit cross sections. Dave, if you can verify, and Denise, if you can verify, because I know that we saw them. So I know that they were completed. So Dave, are you able to confirm that those were completed?
This is Dave Thompson, Thompson Engineering. We did submit cross sections for Universe Boulevard, but we did not include Paradise Boulevard.
So. Okay, thank you. Okay, so Jean, the number three is the comment that we would really like to discuss and get some resolution on. We are of the mindset that our client has gone over and above beyond what is we thought would be required for this project. And we came to an understanding with you, you know, regarding Paradise, even though our property doesn't front Paradise, we've agreed to put the taper lanes in there. The issue that I have with comment number three is that DMD, upon review of this project, stated they had no comments. And then one of your comments was that we needed to confer with them. I reached out to them three times and never received even a response to any of my requests for a meeting. The issue that we have is they're asking for a 6-foot bike lane. According to the long range bike trail plan on the GIS and with the Mid-Region Council of Governments, the bike lane isn't even on our side of the road. It doesn't exist anywhere there now, and there's nowhere for it to connect to. But in addition to that, my client's already putting in a 10-foot multi-purpose paved trail that is specifically for cyclists. Because it's adjacent to a roadway, there's a 5-foot buffer. So the city's asking for a bicycle trail on the property and a bicycle trail off the property. And we just feel that is very overburdensome. And because we haven't even seen this comment from DND, because they won't return my phone calls or my email, we really do not agree with this comment. And we'd like to get your opinion on how we proceed and not do this bike lane that would be a second bike lane in addition to the one we're already doing.
So this is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. As I had mentioned from the beginning, I was willing to look at the possibility of just a trail and not a trail and bike lane when requested, but it was noted that it was part of the Mr. Cog plan. And, you know, we have to leave it up to DMD to make that decision. Part of the comment too was we want to make sure that we are matching up with what, you know, their plan is, since they are actively putting projects together in this area as well. So I didn't want, if you were going to redo any curb in this area, I just wanted to go ahead and make sure that that was accounted for, so you wouldn't have to come back at a later date and revise that. So I did, when you said you, as soon as you said you didn't have any correspondence with DMD, I reached out to them immediately to get their comments.
So Ms. Wolfenberger, do you think that it would be possible to defer this item so that I can work with DMD? Because their plan actually shows the bike lane on the opposite side of the street. It's not even on our side of the street. And
are you talking about the bike trail actually?
What they call the on-street bike trail is on the other side of the roadway. It's confusing because we're also being asked to provide a bike trail on our property that's 10 feet wide, and then now a dedication for a second bike lane that's 6 feet wide. So it's just something that I don't think that our client should have to agree to. And the problem is I can't get anybody from DMD to even return my phone call. So I'm opposed to agreeing to put to this comment until I can at least have an opportunity to discuss this with them.
Oh, yes, of course. I think, that's fair to have further discussions for certain. Cheryl, do you have any comments about the bike trail, since that's really more on your purview?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I missed the beginning of this. Which street are we discussing?
Well, since we're talking about the trail requirement along the east side of Universe.
Universe? Okay, because yes. I remember commenting earlier about Paseo, but we are not talking about Paseo, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so on Universe, there is a multipurpose trail, and you're talking about a bike lane in addition to the trail?
Yes, that's per the Mr. Cog plan, and it's also appears to be what DMD is after, and it matches up with the projects that they're proposing.
So this is Cheryl Sommerfeld from Parks and Rec. From our standpoint, we are looking forward to having a trail connection, but we don't have any purview over a bike lane. That would be DMD. So I guess, I would imagine someone would have to speak with them about that part.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Ernest Carmijo, Hydrology. I mean, in your discussion, Ms. Williams, when you have discussions with DMD, you might also let them know that if you are required to put in these changes, it's going to require you to redo your grading and drainage plan to take into account all of this also. So you can keep that in mind also.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is Angela Williamson. We would really like to proceed with this project. I've been working on getting this approval for over a year now, because I had to go through the EPC first to vacate the master plan. It seems like our entire approval is down to one comment from DMD. And I think we're certainly at a disadvantage, because I can't get a hold of anybody at DMD. So what I'm hoping that the DRB will agree to today is to approve our plan with the delegation that we work through this with DMD. But the hope is that we don't have to put the bike lane, because we're already putting a multi-purpose trail in. That's the hope, and that's the ask.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould. So, Ms. Wolfenberger, if the applicant is required to provide the bike lane, that will change the infrastructure list, yes?
It is, but there's other items on there, like the internal access ways that will also be needed on the infrastructure list as well.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I want to jump in real quick, because Mr. Biazar was on the phone with me. He had to leave for another meeting. But he informed me that if there are outstanding transportation items that still need to be addressed, that this cannot be approved at this time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is Maggie Gould. Mr. Carter, you had a question or a comment?
Sure. This is Blaine with the Water Authority. I also just spoke with Chris on this, and we are going to need a deferral until such time as the board takes a vote and approval of the development agreement, in addition to the infrastructure list item. So just to chime in on that in terms of timing as to what we're looking for here, we do need that first. So to be clear on that, thank you.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould again. Mr. Carter, it was April 21st that the Water Authority Board was going to hear this request. Okay. So that would mean then the soonest that we would want to see it back in front of DRB would be April 28th. Okay. Ms. Williamson, Mr. Thompson, based on what Transportation and Water Authority have just said, it looks like a deferral to April 28th is what's on the table.
Ms. Gold, this is Angela Williamson. Just so I'm clear on the process, if we've come down to just these few items and we resubmit to meet the April 28th, are we then able to file for our final plat? Assuming that we get all the corrections and updates in prior to that, can that April 28th submittal be a final plat submittal rather than a continuation of this preliminary plat?
This is Maggie Gould. So we can put both the preliminary plat and the final plat on the agenda, so that if the, but the only, well,
This is Jay Rodenbeck.
So you're going to need your IIA recorded, or at least somewhat, but we've been working on that. So yeah, go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I just want to jump in. Regarding the recorded IIA, due to the pandemic, we have been waiving that requirement for the submission of final plat submission, you know, to accept the submission itself. So in theory, I believe we could actually do that, but it would be a condition of approval prior to final sign off of the final plat, I believe, for the recorded IA in that situation. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck, I appreciate that. I mean, at this point, we understood and we knew coming into this that we couldn't get an approval until the development agreement was in place. I think that satisfies what I'm asking for, which is to give my client some sort of comfort that the plat is at the end stage where it can be approved. We're good with that. If the rest of the board is in agreement with that, that we would submit for a preliminary final the IIA agreement would be a condition of approval for the next hearing of the 28th of April.
Mm-hmm. And this is just, and this is Maggie Golden, Ms. Williamson, just for your information, the final plat is a 1 week turnaround. So that final plat, we would need to have that by April 20th.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gold.
And then any updates needed for the preliminary plat, we would need by April 23rd at noon. Okay.
One more question, if I may, Blaine. If your guys' hearing, if the hearing is on the 21st, is a decision made at that time or some documentation that I can submit to as part of our submittal for preliminary final plat that would satisfy this requirement?
This is Blaine with the Water Authority. I think you could include the agenda, and then we would have to take as an update in terms of that the meeting, yes, it was approved or not.
Okay.
We could incorporate that in our comments as we review your case.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then is there a motion to defer item number 16th to the meeting of April 28th?
Blaine Carter with the Water Authority, so moved.
This is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Okay, please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve. Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. So there is a consensus vote to defer item number 16 to the meeting of April 28th. Thank you, we will see you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. This brings us to, I believe, item number 17.
Appeal.
PR.